So in our previous episode, we introduced this idea that when Mashiach comes, three additional cities of refuge, sanctuary cities, are going to be added. Here's the question, though. Sanctuary cities are designated for unintentional murderers. When Mashiach comes, all of that's going to fall by the wayside. The Zayas Ranan elaborates on this in his commentary on Yalkut Shemayni. And so does the Minchas Chinuch. In fact, he asks even a bigger question. Since the Gemara tells us, Asido Eretz Yisrael, Shetispashet B'chol Ha'olam, since the land of Israel will eventually spread throughout the entire world, the Melech HaMashiach Yichbeish is Kol Ha'olam. He maintains, quoting our sages, that when Mashiach comes, all of the world is conquered, is subdued by Mashiach. V'yiyo l'chol ha'olam din Eretz Yisrael. In that case, the entire world, not just Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoni, which are actually the lands of Ammon and Moab, but instead, we're talking about the whole world being Eretz Yisrael. In that case, he says, if you need cities of refuge, because Eretz Yisrael needs cities of refuge, then we should need it in the whole world. Why only in Eretz Keni, Knizi, Kadmoni, the lands that were promised to Avraham Avinu? And then he reiterates, ultimately, why would you need these cities altogether? After all, when Mashiach will come, he says, Mitzad HaSvara, logically or rationally speaking, LeYitzdarchu LaOrei Miklot LaAsid Lave. We won't need cities like this. Kirak Sholem, the Emes, the Toiv, Yihia, B'Yamei HaMelech HaMakava. When that hoped for, anticipated king arrives, it's going to be peaceful. It's going to be good. We're not going to have things like this. And so he suggests Rak Gzedus HaKosuf. This is a scriptural decree. It doesn't necessarily jibe with rhyme and reason. It's not something we understand. Gzedus HaKosuf, it's a scriptural decree, which is a proverbial expression for things we don't really understand. That in the end, there should be 9 cities of refuge. So in other words, eventually there are 9 cities of refuge, 3 to the west of the Jordan, 3 are in the east in the territory there, and then the 3 will be, in addition to Reuven, Gad, and half of Manasseh, in the territory of Ammon, Moab, and Edom. The Rebbe says there's a problem with this answer. And the problem is that when the Torah concludes the entire discussion of cities and refuge, chapter 19, verse 10, the Torah gives a reason. And the reason is, V'lo yishofech dam noki bekerev artzecha, that as a result of designating all these cities of refuge, innocent blood of the unintentional murderer will not be shed by the avenger of the slain person in your land, the land that God is giving you. So we see the Torah is giving a reason. And it's unreasonable, the Rebbe says, to suggest that this reason refers only to the first 6, because Pasuk Yud comes after all of the Psukim. Which brings us back to our original question. What then is the reason for cities of refuge when Mashiach comes? To be continued.